The Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is regrouping after a data breach under its roof. The commissioner, who's also running for higher office, is working to allay concerns. I'm Nick Evans. Monday, state officials announced the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services suffered a cyber attack, and hackers made off with the personal information of nearly 500 Floridians. The department handles a broad swath of licensing and permitting services, from registering as a travel agent or a beekeeper to picking up a permit to feed garbage to swine. But one of the agency's most recognizable services is concealed weapons permits. After Tuesday's cabinet meeting, Commissioner Adam Putnam was quick to tamp down concerns.
The only information that was stolen by the hackers as it relates to the CWL database was their name, which in any other database would not be much of a concern because you can't use that name to steal your identity, to steal your money.
He explains the attack affected two groups. In addition to the concealed weapons database, hackers were able to gain information about a number of different license or permit applicants.
They had used their social security number in e-commerce business transactions within the department, not gun-related. A food permit, a license, a pesticide applicator, any number of e-commerce features that we highlight in our department.
Putnam's office is reaching out to the 400-odd consumers affected by that part of the data breach and offering a year of identity theft protection through the company LifeLock. Longtime National Rifle Association lobbyist Marion Hammer isn't particularly worried about the breach's impact on Florida's gun owners.
As far as concealed weapons license holders go, you know, these people are trained and carry guns for protection. I don't think many people are going to mess with them.
And she believes the slip-up could actually be positive in the long term, encouraging the agency to improve its security.
I think that this type of breach could have been fortuitous because now they know where the weak link is and they can take steps to fix it.
In total, hackers got 16,190 names from the concealed weapons database, which agency officials note is less than 1% of all license holders. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.